coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from a lovely sunny Tuesday, a cold Tuesday here in Berea. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you for the next 2 hours. And I'll tell you what, we have got a lot to talk about. This is going to be the quarterback show here. We're going to break down the Browns quarterback position. We're going to grade each of the quarterbacks. We're going to talk about what you would do this offseason to address the quarterback position. Lots to get to. Those are our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day. Grade the three quarterbacks. Give us your grades for each guy. Brian Hoyer, does he stay or does he go if you're the general manager of the Cleveland Browns? Who should the Browns go after a quarterback, either in free agency, in the draft, or via a trade? And finally, Kyle Shanahan, reportedly interviewing for the Bills head coaching job, has been rumored to join his dad as an offensive coordinator if his dad gets a head coaching job. Are you concerned, and what should the Browns do to keep him? Those are our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day. Let's start with the last one there, Matt. Kyle Shanahan starting to draw a lot of attention around the National Football League. No surprise there. I think the Browns need to try to find a way to keep him for continuity's sake. Have the same offense. I think Johnny Manziel, with his struggles, we know he's going to be back. Having a whole new offense to learn again, I think, would even retard his development more.
It definitely will. And I think that if, in fact, he does leave, I think it behooves Ray Farmer and the group here in Cleveland to go out on a search to find someone kind of born and bred in that zone scheme. Because the one thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to have a day and night difference in what our offense looks like, because, you know, you had Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West grow in this zone scheme. You know, we got to talk to T. West late in the season. He talked about getting that foot in the ground and making that cut. We saw Isaiah Crowell grow into that position naturally. And then also, too, you think, you know, Hawk and Josh Gordon, if he is in fact still here, all growing into the terminology. And that's something that was discussed early in the season, that long Kyle Shanahan terminology. So they have that has grown on them throughout this season. The last thing you would do, because there is a small bit of setback. Yes, they are professionals when all the verbiages change and your expectations change, or what your coaches expect from you change on the offensive side of the ball. We saw, you know, some baby steps taken forward when Brian Hoyer was playing his best football. And the last thing you want to do, we already have a huge question mark at the quarterback position, but you lose the mastermind of the offense in Kyle Shanahan would be very tough.
And now the Browns have the ability to prevent a lateral move. To make him an they could say, no, you can't go be the offensive coordinator with your father. I don't know how that would actually work out in the real world. But if he does get a head coaching opportunity with Buffalo, where he's been rumored to be in the running for that job, then that's something that the Browns could not prevent. Now, when you look at the Browns offense on the season, 23rd overall, 324 yards per game there. They were dead last in the NFL in third down conversion rate, dead last in the NFL in passing touchdowns, dead last in the NFL in completion percentage. So while there were parts of this offense that certainly were good, there were also elements of this offense that were not good. And I think the running offense for the Browns ended up in the season right in the middle of the pack. They ended up 17th in the NFL in rushing yards, 108 per game, but at just 3.6 yards per carry, which was the third lowest figure in the NFL. So efficiency wasn't there, and that was especially true once Alex Mack went down.
It definitely was, and I think you look at the standings, and 17th in my eyes, because in my mind at the end of the season, what we grasp mostly onto was the offensive struggles we had, the offensive line struggling, the run game struggling. There wasn't a lot of success. You know, name a game where they successfully ran the football. You'd have to go back to Atlanta. Exactly. And then before that,
they won, by the way.
Of course. So that has to be attributed to each other. But I think there's opportunity with this football team to be able to run the football. You just think if one or two of those football games that we had the inability to run the football, that we rushed for, say, 80 to 100, not maybe even reaching our average of above 100, or when we're successful, 125 plus, you're probably in the 10-12 range, which you can hang your hat on as an offense. But to talk about, Kyle Shanahan leaving and how he groomed this team to have their play action pass come off of all of those run fakes and make everything look the same, which was very tough for defenses. If you get an above-average quarterback in here with this scheme, you truly become a threat in this National Football League because of the two backs that you have. You get Alex Mack healthy and the continuity that has grown, you know, even through the struggles with this offensive line.
No question. In the Browns, it was a simple formula this year. They were 5-3 when they ran for 100 yards. They were 2-6 when they did not run for 100 yards. So a simple formula to see the success for them there. Now, a lot of that success comes from also good quarterback play. When you have a good quarterback, it's easier to run the football. Looking easy to look at Denver and see what C.J. Anderson has done with Peyton Manning in that offense as well. But today's going to be all about the quarterbacks, but obviously I hope Kyle Shanahan is here. I think that the Browns have had two of the better offensive minds in the NFL here over the last two seasons, Norv Turner and then Kyle. We know Norv left when the team decided to go a different direction with their coaching staff at the end of last year, and I hope they can keep that continuity with Kyle Shanahan for this team and for this offense. I thought he did a very good job. I don't think he worked with necessarily at times the best talent or the best line once Mack went down, but I thought overall Kyle Shanahan's body of work was impressive. He schemed guys open, and I think as time went on, you know, defenses did catch up a little bit, and the Browns' offense was suspect down the stretch, but I think that goes back to today's big topic, which is the quarterback play and the quarterback position. And before we get into this, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, Matt. Anybody who thinks that there is another position that matters at all in the NFL with relative value to that of the quarterback is mistaken. Just look at the teams that are in the playoffs. Look at the teams that win Super Bowls every year. Look at the teams that are good and win 10 games year after year. They're quarterbacked by guys like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. Though that is the key to success in the NFL, it is the quarterback.
It definitely is, and I think you know, you see a lot of coaches get hired and fired, and I think that the quarterback position in the NFL is very similar to the head coaching position in college football. You link a team in the NFL to the quarterback that they have, and they're good, the good, bad, and indifferent, and also to the term with which they're at in their contract. You can look at all those guys, you know, that we referenced yesterday. Even the caller that called up talked about Matt Ryan. We immediately said franchise quarterback, already been paid a significant amount of money. He's their guy, you know. And now Matt Ryan will be retained in Atlanta, but now they're out there, you know, and I don't know if it's Kyle Shanahan or Josh McDaniel. Many names have been linked to that Atlanta. I think, Rex Ryan is one, too, linked to that job. But the head coach will get hired and fired. But as long as you have that staple at the quarterback position, they will be retained and they'll build around that guy. And that is something that has eluded this organization since we've come back in 1999.
And that has been the problem with this organization. We will have Andrew Gribble, senior writer for the ClevelandBrowns.com. He'll be with us at 1:30. He wrote an article at ClevelandBrowns.com today talking about the quarterback. He's doing a position review in the written word on ClevelandBrowns.com to coincide with our spoken position reviews here on CBD. We will also have Bucky Brooks, an NFL media analyst at NFL.com, who does a lot of scouting, knows the game very well, and he wrote an article today about 9 teams that need to draft a quarterback in 2015. One of those 9 teams is our Cleveland Browns, so we'll talk to him about why he said that, what that means to him. But really, you know, you go to his article, which is at NFL.com right now, this is what he says, and this sums it up perfectly. It's not a coincidence that the 8 teams still standing in the NFL postseason all feature talented quarterbacks. The quarterback remains the most impactful player on the field. Teams without a standout signature caller are hopeless in big games when the outcome is routinely decided by a critical play in the passing game. So he says, with not much available in free agency, Mark Sanchez and Brian Hoyer are atop of a poor free agent class. Many teams will eye the draft, but even in the draft, they're not sure that there are solutions in this year's draft class. So it is a tough year to be entering an offseason without a quarterback. And now the Browns, you know, Mike Pettine has said it's muddy at best. They're not without a quarterback, but nobody has shown on this roster right now that they are ready to be the future and the franchise of this team.
No, they definitely haven't. And Nathan, to even continue to make this a very murky situation here in Cleveland, just referencing the draft, you know, with the 12th and 19th pick, you know, you may not definitively get the guy that you want because of what will happen in front of you in this draft. But yet, We saw an Oakland Raiders football team, you know, Derek Carr dropped to them, I believe, early in the second round. We saw Theodore Bridgewater, you know, go 32nd overall, correct, to the Minnesota Vikings. So I believe the onus on the quarterback position has to fall heavily on Ray Farmer and his staff and their ability to evaluate what is best at what is out there from a free agency standpoint, and then to get intricate into some type of dealings if there is a guy they fall in love with and their evaluation of the quarterback position. Because from thus far, what we've seen from Johnny Manziel, they're off in my eyes in regards to what can transfer from the college football game into the pros because of Johnny Manziel in the few opportunities we have seen him fall on his face.
Yes, and it's been, as we said, a small sample size for Johnny Manziel. We'll get into that in a lot more detail as we go. 216-578-0850, again, to reset the show for you here today. It's all about the quarterback position for the Browns. Your Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. Grade the play of the three quarterbacks this season. Give us your grades for each guy. Brian Hoyer, does he stay or does he go if you're Ray Farmer? Who should the Browns go after at quarterback, either in free agency, in the draft? Any potential trade targets you're thinking of at the quarterback position? And finally, those would be, we're going to kind of sum it up, and then we're going to talk with Andrew Gribble, the Browns senior writer, at 1:30, talking about these quarterbacks. At 2:30, Bucky Brooks, NFL.com analyst, will be there talking about his thoughts on the Browns quarterback play, who's out there, who's available, what the possibilities are for the Browns at that position headed into 2015. I think if Johnny Manziel is going to be the guy, if the guy is in-house, I think that's why it's even so more important to have Kyle Shanahan stay here.
Oh, absolutely. And I think also, too, is you got to figure – look at the discontent that offense kind of came into with the return of Josh Gordon. So Josh Gordon under contract, we get another – just same way that everybody's looking to Johnny Manziel to grow in this offseason as a pro, both on the field and off, but more so than anything, as a quarterback of this organization. And in doing so, Josh Gordon, his number – what would be his number one target, still is showing signs that he needs to grow both professionally on and off the football field. So being here – you know, in Berea and working with potentially the franchise quarterback who may be the answer within the same offense means a lot for this organization.
It means a ton for this organization and continuity, something that the Browns have not had. And you'd hate to see a good young offensive mind. I think it's inevitable at some point that Kyle Shanahan is going to get an opportunity to go ahead and be a coach somewhere in the NFL. But, you know, you hope that that comes after more success here in Cleveland before it gets to that point. 216-578-0850. If you want to join us, talk to quarterbacks. It is the most important position in the National Football League. We want those barks from the dog pound about what you think the Browns should do at quarterback headed into this offseason. Let us know right after this. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.